Okay, so we are. I want to start digging deeper into this sugya. It's not an easy sugya. A quick review. So we saw yesterday three shitos in Rishonim regarding what is the ab malacha of which you're chayav mishum cholev. We saw in the sugya Shmona Shratzim, Rashi tells us it's aser. First he suggests soveya, and then he says because of netilas neshama, which is perhaps no coincidence that when our Gemara discusses shochet. So our Gemara says Shochet Mishum Amachayev, and our Gemara says Rav says Mishum Tzoveh, Shmuel says Mishum Netilas Neshama. So when we're talking about an offshoot of Shochet, we're talking about Chabura. So is that Tzoveh, says Rashi, Pshat number one, Pshat number two is Netilas Neshama. And Tosis firmly in Shmona Shratzim says he feels that the correct Pshat is Netilas Neshama. And then we saw the Rambam Shita Perches Halacha Zayin, that anytime you're extracting a liquid from the sal, which would include Chaliva B'Shabbos and would include Chovo B'Shabbos, it is a tolda of Meleches Dosh. We saw a number of other Gemaras. We saw the Gemara when it comes to Masechah Shabbos, Kuflam Gimel Beis, which discusses Mitzitza Bapeh, is that a Moel has to do Mitzitza. And we had the story of a Moel who did not want to do Mitzitza. He didn't want to do that. And the Gemara tells us, since there is a Sakana involved, and you're even allowed to be Doches Shabbos, so Ma'avir Noso. If he doesn't want to do Mitzitza, he's out. We fire him. Gemara says, how do you know that it's a Sakana? Maybe you're allowed to do it on Shabbos because Mifkat Pocket, and that's why you're allowed to do it. So the one says, no, the blood of Mila is Kibure Mechbar, which would suggest, therefore, it's 100% Aser. So how can we allow a mole to do so? We can allow a mole to do so because of Sakana, and now this mole does not want to do something that's going to save the life of the baby, so certainly he is going to be removed. And then we left off, and that's what I want to pick up with, we left off with the Sugi and Maseches Ksuvus. The Gemara here says, Ma'u Livo B'Tchila B'Shabbos, can you have Bia Rishona on Shabbos? And the Gemara tells us that that will depend, at least at the first stage of the Gemara, what is the nature of the biology of the female? What's the nature of that blood? Is that blood Dam Mifkat Pocket? Is it Kanas V'Omeid? Is it like that soda can we said? Or is it Chiburei Mechbar? It is part of the circulatory system of the Isha. So what I want to do is I want to first, the way I will work it, the first 10 minutes of Shir, we'll deal with Rashi. And we'll just kind of, the Tovei Apshat, we'll deal with that Apshat, and let's just get that out of the way, and then we'll spend the rest, most of the time in Tosfos, and I want to start exploring the Rambam. So if you take a look at the Tosfos HaRosh, the Tosfos HaRosh basically, on the Sugya in Maseches Ksuvos, is very bothered by Shitas Rosh. Let's take a quick read of the Tosfos HaRosh, Heim Beis. So he says, Isr Chabura Perish Rashi Perish Shmona Shratzim Dechai Mishum Tels Neshama V'Loshen Acher Mishum Tzoveah Shet Tzoveah Ha'or B'Makom Shem Nitzra Hadam U'Shar Shkatz Meramatzim Potter Deles Lahu Or V'Lo Shai B'Hu Tzviah. So what compels Rashi perhaps to learn that when you go ahead and you are make a Chabura on Shmona Shratzim Yechai Mishum Tzoveah because it has or, it has skin, and the skin, therefore, is absorbing one way or another the blood, dyeing, coloring the skin, and that's the Isser of Tzoveya. If an animal, a sheretz, does not have a skin, does not have an ore, so what are you coloring? There's nothing to be dyeing, and the fact that it might be sitting on top of the exoskeleton, that's not called dyeing, and therefore you won't be chayiv. So that is Tzoveya. Says the Rosh, he asks three kashas on Rashi. Question number one, V'kasha lahach lishna ditzviya, I don't get this pshat of tzoveya, mehoda amar bechulin perek elu trefos. The Gemara in Chulin is difficult. Why? Is there an iser of chabura when it comes to shar shkatzim ramasim? What is the difference between shmona shratzim, the big eight, and Shar Shkatzim? When it comes to Shmona Shratzim, which have what? Skin. Internal bleeding will also be chayav. Even internal bleeding. Good? When it comes to Shar Shratzim, in order to be chayav for Chabura, what do you require? External bleeding. It has to leave the guf. And then you're going to be chayav. That's what Gemara in Chulin says. Afilu yetzeh mehem dam, my tzviya shayich b'hu. Where is the tzoveya? Because after all, where's the blood going to end up?
Outside.
Outside, but is it going to be absorbing into any surface of any kind? No, so there's no So Veya, will there be a possible Netilas Neshama? Perhaps, but there will not be at Soveya. That's question number one. Question number two is, when you have Birishona, is there blood?
Yeah.
Let's say yes. Let's say yes. So where's the Soveya? What kind of Soveya is there? So the blood is going to perhaps be on her flesh, on her skin, whatever. She washes it off. What kind of Soveya is that? Is that called Soveya? Soveya means it's like absorbing in. Where's the tzvia? So you might tell me, where's the tzvia?
On the bed sheets.
On the bed sheets. And is there an interest in blood on the bed sheets?
No.
Yes. Yes. Why? Because the Baal would like to know that she's a psula. And where is the evidence that she's a psula? Dama las dinim. So maybe you'll argue that there is an element of Tzoveya there, says the Tosa Rashbach. In this case, in Ksuvis, my Tzviya, Shaychiba. And Afilu Shaycha Tzviya. Maybe you'll say there is Tzviya. Why? Kedei laharo shehi besula. Al yedei shasdinim o besarat tzvum badam. So even if you want to tell me there is Tzviya, because we need the blood. We want the blood. We want coloration. But then, would it make a difference if it's mitkat paket or chibur mechbar? That should make no difference whatsoever. If the issue is tzvia, so he says, "My imkein mali taima im mitkat paket I chiburei mechbar." That should not make a difference whatsoever. And lastly, we'll take your comment in a second, Noah. Lastly, what about the mila case? So the moel does mila. He's ose chabura. What's happening to that blood? No. Maybe it's going on the skin of the baby, maybe so. And then what happens? You go, you wash it away, nothing happens. What kind of Soveya is there in the case of Mila? So for all of these questions, what does the Tosa Rush do with Rashi?
Nothing.
Total rejection. Total annihilation.
It was the last one.
Yeah, it was the last one.
Mila! The Gemara says by Mila that the Moel who doesn't want to do Mitzitza on Shabbos, he has to do Mitzitza on Shabbos. Why does he have to do Mitzitza on Shabbos? Because if he doesn't, it's a what? It's a Sakana. Meaning if it wasn't Sakana, would it be Mutter? If it was not a Sakana, would it be Mutter? It'd be Aser. Why? Because he's making a Chabura. He's drawing out blood. Well, what Malach is it? If you learn like Rashi, it's Malaches. Soveya. Says the what? Says Tosarosh. My tzaveh ika. What kind of tzaveh? What are you coloring?
The area around it.
What are you dyeing? What?
The area around it doesn't count.
But what are you dyeing? In other words, so there's blood,
and
then you. What? Who cares about blood on the pillow?
Well,
what kind of
blood? Like
proof of what? Proof of what? But what do I need proof? By the Isha, by the Psula, I have an interest in the colored sheets. I want to see colored sheets. It's happening. Do I care? Do I care? If I don't care, what do we call it if I don't care? Malacha shen tzik l'gufa. What's the dimma malacha shen tzik l'gufa? Potter. So, like, but the Gemara is suggesting chayah. So what is going on over here? So says the Rush, out. I'm out. Rashi is wrong. Is wrong. What do you want to say?
A little bit out there.
Uh-oh.
You know that the blood in your veins is blue, and once it touches the air, it becomes red.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like, there could be a difference between the Kaipuket and Chaburi Mechbar. If it's with Kaipuket, it's not running in the veins, and so it's already red. If it's Chaburi Mechbar, you're opening a wound in the veins, and it turns blue to red.
Therefore.
Which could be something, some semblance of dyeing.
Of the blood.
The blood.
It changes the pigmentation of the blood.
I
don't know if it's true. It's certainly out there, and I don't know enough to comment. I don't even know enough to comment. I'm an Eina Yodea Lishol or La comment. Okay. Can I get a little window action over there? Great. Okay. Where am I? Okay, so now I'm going to... Did Rashi know how to learn?
Yeah.
Rashi knew how to learn. Now, I'll be honest with you. I do not have a working shot for Rashi. To say, Give me 1 inch. Just 1 inch open. That's fine. What is, like, these questions are very, very strong. And the strongest question of all is, like, what? Why should it make a difference, Chiburei Mechbar and Mifkat Pocket? Like, what? So I don't have an answer to that. I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to read to you an answer. I don't understand the answer, and I'm not going to pretend to understand the answer, and I'm not even going to take questions on the answer, because I don't get it. But I just want to sensitize you that the questions are real, and sometimes we can be stumped. I put this on as an add-on on the WhatsApp because I forgot to put on the sheet. But I'm going to read what it says. This is Sheet of Mikubet says. The Sheet of Mikubet says, I didn't give you the whole thing. The Sheet of Mikubet says gives the following answer. Uvekunshresin matzasi shetirtsu shedas rashi zal she'ein shayach tzviya ela bedover she'yesh bo toreach v'umnus. All of the malachos require some kind of expertise, some kind of sophistication, some kind of act of tircha or creativity. So there has to be some kind of tircha in the asiyah of the chabura. And he says as follows. Aval kishu mifkat pocket. If the blood is mifkat pocket, so what are you essentially doing? You're essentially popping a water balloon. And the liquid splashes out. That's not called tircha. However, when you have a blood that is chiburei mechbar, that requires some kind of tircha, some kind of umnus, some kind of different kind of action or activity. And therefore, that you're going to be chai for. Now, you'll ask me.
What about the other?
Well, you'll ask me. The Maisa Bia is the Maisa Bia. We're talking about Maisa Bia here. Like, nothing's changing in terms of the activity of the Baal, the husband. So, like, what is he talking about? And I agree with you. I don't understand what he's talking about. I don't know what he's talking about. So I'm just putting this on your mind, Makomos, to tell you that the Rishonim are struggling with this issue. There's no answer to my knowledge that's like a clean, good, I have a pshat, and so I'm going to leave it as a tzarachin. We don't really, really understand Rashi, but we do understand Rashi gave, this is Rashi's second pshat. Ultimately, he doesn't accept a pshat, and the Tils Hashem is going to be a much more dominant pshat. What?
He's saying what Rashi would say.
He's trying to explain why if you hold Soveya, there's a chiluk between Chiburei Mechbar and Mifkat Pakeh.
He's saying that Soveya means
Any malacha requires some element of tircha. When do you have tircha and chibur mechbar? Not in mifkat pug.
So
what? Has some kind of umnus. It's a malachas machsheves. It's some kind of something. You have to have some skill. It's a skilled activity.
So it's separate from
sovea. You need tircha. If there's no tircha or umnus, it is not the malacha. Okay, but let's don't ask me kashas. I don't. You can ask me questions. I don't have answers for you, so I'm not gonna. Okay, fine. So what does the Tosa Rush say? The Tosa Rush says, "What is going to be the better pshat?" And all of the Bali Atosa say, "What's the correct pshat?" Netilas Neshama. Netilas Neshama. What is the problem if you hold Netilas Neshama? What's going to be your core issue?
You're not killing.
So in what respect is chabura even remotely akin to killing? Like, how do you get there? Ethan, give me a little window action. Okay. Don't be cheap. Very good. Okay. So, how many of you got through Tysus successfully? Okay. So let's learn the Tysus. Let's learn Tosfos, and then we'll get to the Rambam. But before Tosfos, let's just see one more nice little Gemara. One more Gemara. Open up, please, to the Gemara on Daf Kuf Lamed Hayamid Beis. Just a nice little Gemara, which is really, really a sweet little Gemara. And tell me what you think about this Gemara. Okay, when a baby is born, do we know 1,000% that it will be viable?
No.
No. At what point do we know, like, a baby survived is going to be viable?
30 days.
Before 30 days, we call it a what?
A
suffolk nafel. It may or may not survive. What happens after 30 days? Then it's already called a bar kayama. And what do we do on day 30 if it is a firstborn? Pidyon HaBen. Why do we wait till Pidyon HaBen for day 30? Because we want to make sure it is a bar kayama. So if you look at the Brisa, bottom of Kuf Lamed Hayamid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the page, the Brisa writes as follows. Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol Sheshoha Lamed Yom Ba'adam, if it's lived for 30 days of a person, in other words, if it's a human baby, ain't a nafel. It's not a nafel. Shneimar upiduyav mi ben chodesh tipadeh. So the Pidyon HaBen is on day 30 because now it's yotzei mi suffolk nafel. What about by animals? Is that true by animals? Animals also have a din of pidyon for a bechor. So ushmona yomim bebehema ain't a nafel. Shneimar umiyom hashmini vahola yeratzel korban. An animal can grow as a carbon after day 8 because then it's already no longer suffolk nafel. Now, what day do we do bris milah on human beings?
Day 8.
Let's say day 8 comes out to be on Shabbos. Are we mechal Shabbos to do bris milah?
Yeah.
Yes. So the Gemara wants to know, wait a second, is this child vadai chayev in bris milah? Well, is it definitely viable?
No.
You only know it's viable till when? Till day 30. But we're doing bris milah afilu b'Shabbos when? On day 8. So how are we mekhal Shabbos midin milah if it's really a suffek bar kayama? That's an interesting question, no? So listen to what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Sveika, have a mimal. You'll do a mila, and hechi malilale. How can you do a mila? How do we allow that on Shabbos? Dilma nefelu. And if it's a nefel, then what? Rashi says, v'ose chabura. You'll be making chabura. Shelo l'shei mitzvah. And is this going to be a Kiyama Mitzvah? No. So listen to the Gemara's answer. So the Gemara says, nah, you can do the Mila, no problem. Malan also, Mimarashach. Do the Mila. Because what are the two possibilities over here? Possibility number one is this baby is going to make it to day 30. If it makes it to day 30, what do we call it? A Ben Kayama. And was it Chayv and Mila?
Yeah.
It was Chayv and Mila. And is Mila Dochas HaShabbos?
Yeah.
Yes, no problem. And let's say it doesn't make it to day 30. So then what are we doing right now? Listen to the Lashon Gemara. V'im lav, if it's not going to make it to day 30, mechatech pabosahu. What are you doing?
You're
slicing meat. Slicing meat. What, you can't carve meat on Shabbos? Carve meat on Shabbos? You're slicing a piece of meat. I both say, what's the Gemara saying over here?
It's already dead.
It's not alive. If it's not alive, now it is alive. It's not, it is alive, but it's not alive. And therefore, when blood comes out, what kind of blood is that? It's dead blood. It's dead blood. And if it's dead blood, what? It's not a Tils Neshama. Because when are you going to have the Tils Neshama? Only on a viable thing. If it's got to be viable. It's got to be alive. So if it's going to make it, if it's a Bar Kayama, so good, then you have a Heter Mila B'Shabbos. If it's not a Bar Kayama, says the Gemara, Mechatek Basar Ba'almahu. You're being Mechatek Basar. What does it mean you're being Mechatek Basar? Good, there's blood spurting out. Big deal. What kind of blood is that? It's blood from that which is halachically not alive. And if it's not alive, how can you violate Netilas Neshama? It's dead. So this would be like a very, very striking raya to who? To the Bali Ataisis. This is a great raya for Bali Ataisis. Who's going to have a problem? Kashan the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it says what? That it's dust, which means what? It means extraction. Do you need something to be alive?
No.
To be chai for extraction?
No.
No. Is a grape alive? Grape's not alive. I'm sorry. A grape is not alive. And therefore, this Gemara is going to be a big, big tzarech iyun, according to the Rambam. Okay. What?
So if there's just a plain dead animal, I'm just allowed to cut it on Shabbos? No problem?
If you hold Netilas Neshama.
It's only by what?
Netilas Neshama. Netilas Neshama. If it has no Neshama, then it's okay.
Right,
yeah.
But if you have
yeah. What?
That's challenging the Tosfos.
This is a riot for Tosfos. This is a slam dunk proof for Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? The Isser is Netilas Neshama. Here we're telling you could do a Mila.
Oh.
How can you do a Mila? The answer is if it's the eighth day, it's alive. So you have to Mila. If it's not alive, it's not a Bar Kayama. Mechate Bas Valmu. That's perfect for Tosfos.
Perfect
for
the Rambam, you still wouldn't be able to do it.
It should be a difficulty according to the Rambam sheet. Okay. I'm so busy. Okay, let's learn the Tisus. Let's go through Tisus, and then I want to set up the Rambam. Okay, how many of you feel comfortable with your... how many of you saw Tisus and got through it successfully? Okay, it's a tricky Tosus. Not an easy Tosus. And the Tos on our daf is really echoing the Tos in Ksuvis. We'll do the Tos in Ksuvis, and we'll do it quick, but I just want to make sure you have it there. So Tos writes over here, Dam ifkat pachet o chibure mechbar. Taima dechabura lo kapire shrashi de pirish perek shmona shrotzim, dechai mishum tzoveya gabe shmona shrotzim, detana hosam nitra dam, af apish lo yotzim. So he's saying right off the bat, and someone asked me, I forget who, someone, why did Tosas not ask the ultimate Kasha and Rashi to make a, why is the Gemara making a chil between Chibur Mechbar and Mifkat Pakin? So I think this is really what the Tosas is asking. This Gemara, which makes a chil between Mifkat Pakin and Chibur Mechbar, how can you say that by Tzoveya? Rashi, by who says Tzoveya, doesn't make sense with this Gemara. And that's like, look, so you can't learn this like Rashi. And then he adds, he piles on, similar to what we saw earlier. The kashul read the be'elu trefos, b'shmaite dereya, tanyu shashkatzim v'rumasim, ad sheyetzim ahem dam, v'hashta hosa maitza ve'ika, les l'or. How can you tell me in Chulin, as we saw, that there's an iser of chabura, even by shar shratzim? If it's tzoveya, what do you need for tzoveya? You need skin. If you don't have skin, where is the tzoveya when the blood comes out? V'hachanami. And over here as well, in the case of the Isha Besula, Maitzia Ikaba Hachabura, where's the Tzoveya? He doesn't buy this Tzoveya on the sheets, on the skin, he doesn't buy it. Where is the Tzoveya? And lastly, V'chein Gabe Chabura de Mila, Lo Shai Tzmiya, where is their Tzoveya by Bris Mila? V'od. And then he throws in, in our Gemara, when the Gemara discusses Shechita, what is Shechita? Shechita is like Chabura on steroids. So, what are the two possibilities of the Yisr of Shochet? Shochet Yishama, either Tzoveya or Shmuel says Netilas Neshama, and says Tosas, yeah, but Oda Al Karkak with Shmuel Ikatayim Achrina. There's another reason. The Perikal Gadol will come into Shochet Al Mishim Yishol Tzoveya Al Mishim Netilas Neshama Alma, and then he says, therefore I hold. Time at the Chabur Avni Shemun Tzel Shoshama, Kedon Shul Hassam, etc. So Tosa says, forget Tzoveya. Tzoveya is out, Netilas Neshama is in. Now, the rest of Tosa deals with the following question. Why is Netilas Neshama call, I'm sorry, why is Chabura akin to killing? What is the relationship? How do you get from wounding to the malacha of killing? Good. So Tosfos is going to suggest two possibilities. The first one is rejected. The second one he's going to accept. Possibility number one. Binyamin, you ready? Should I read it the way it says, or should I read it differently than the way it says? So says Tosfos. Yesh lefarish. You got that in Tosfos? Do you all see the yesh lefarish in Tosfos? You see the yesh lefarish in Tosfos? I'll read it again. Yesh lefarish. The time on mishum hakosha shemachlisho v'notel ksas minishmasa. So what does the Yesh Lefarish say? What's the Netilas Neshama? When you draw the blood, what are you doing? You're weakening the organism. And weakening the organism is quasi-killing. Quasi-killing. Malikotla kula, malikotla palga. What difference does it mean if you kill a whole thing or you kill part of it? Weakening is a stage towards killing. And therefore, yachai mishum netil seshom. That's the suggestion. Does Tosfos like this pshat? He doesn't like the pshat. Why? Number one, birishona by the isha. Okay, she loses blood. Now, will a person become weaker when they lose blood? You can lose blood, you become weaker. It can weaken a person. For sure it can weaken a person. Okay? So now it says, Burk! It can weaken a person. Now, do you want her to be weakened?
No.
Is there an interest in that? No. So says Tosfos, the hocha in tzarech lechalisha isha. You don't want her weakening. If you don't want the weakening of the isha, what do we call this malacha? Malacha? She'en etzrikha l'gufa. What is the din by malacha she'en etzrikha l'gufa? Aser midi rabbana. Is there any indication in the Gemara Ksuvis that we're talking about an Issa Doraisa? So says Tosfos, maybe when the Gemara says if it's chibure mechbar isurahu, miu isur de kama hacha ikalameh, but you might say, David rabbana. And you could still survive. But there's one Gemara that will not survive. Which Gemara is that? Abelgabe Mila, Mashma Deika Isura Doraisa. When it comes to the Moel, he doesn't want to do the Mila, he doesn't want to suck the blood. Why? Because he's not for him. And what do we say? Get out of here. Why do we say get out of here? Because it's a Sakana to the child. And what's the whole reason we are Matir Mitzitza on Shabbos by Mila? Because of Sakana. If it wasn't for Sakana, then what? Then it'd be Aser. Because of Sakana, we are Matir. Even, the Gemara is suggesting, the simple reading is, even an Iser De'oraisa. And that's what he says, Mashma there, the Ikisur De'oraisa, but so I was done, the reading of Perkel Lazar, Hai Umdul Maip Sakantu, Umar Vinoy Pshita, Bidikam El Chalil on Shabbos Alei. It's obviously an Iser De'oraisa. And Rabosai, do you want the weakening of the child?
No.
You don't want the weakening of the child. So it looks like a malacha she'ena tzrich lagufa, which would only be an iser derabana. But the Gemara says, what do you need to be matir this action? You need sakana, which suggests an iser de'o raisa. And therefore, based on this kasha, Tosfos says this machlish of pshat is actually not a yesh lefarish, but rather an Ein Lefarish. Because it does not work with the Gemara in Maseches, the Mila Gemara. Okay. So now, we need a new pshat. So says Tosfos, V'nira l'Rabbeinu tam lefarish, dehotzas hadam, chashiva netilas neshama, ki hadam hu hanefesh. What is the life force of a person?
The
Dam. And by the way, what do we sprinkle on the Mizbeach when we bring karbanos?
Blood.
Why are we sprinkling blood on the Mizbeach? Why not sprinkle other things on the Mizbeach? Why not sprinkle the eyeballs on the Mizbeach? The answer is because Dam is nefesh. Dam is the life. We want to go ahead and symbolize that we are sacrificing the behemah as a surrogate for ourselves, our lives, on the Mizbeach. Ki Adam hu nefesh. And therefore, when you take away blood, when you remove blood, what are you essentially doing? You are removing part of the nefesh ha'adam. Are you allowed to drink blood, by the way?
No.
Why can't you drink blood? Ki hadam hu hanefesh. Because that is the life force of the organism. Ukshanota miksasa notel miksas neshama. You're removing the neshama itself. Now, in light of this, again, with this psha, we said this yesterday, let's just say it again. Do you understand the chiluk between chiburei mechbar and mifkat pakid? You understand it perfectly. Why? Because which blood is dam nefesh? Chiburei mechbar is dam nefesh. Which blood is clearly not dam nefesh? The pikudei mifkat blood is not dam nefesh. This gemara is very, very smooth. Very, very smooth. Very, very smooth. Why is Shmona Shratzim going to be Chayav Yisurim Netilas Neshama? Because what happens when you pull out blood? You're taking out life force. The entire life force? No, but some, and some is enough. Some is enough. What's the pshat in the Gemara we just learned when it comes to the Bris Mila of a Nefel, Suffolk Nefel? Yeah, if it's already considered to be what? Not a lot. Then you're Chatek, Basaba Alma. There's no, it's not called Dam. Dam Nefesh. It's not called Dam Nefesh. Okay. 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 Now.
Is this Pum Rabbi? Is Rabbi Yitzchak proving Netilas Neshama?
He's calling Netilas Neshama. Yes, proving Netilas
Neshama. It fits well with both Gemaras?
It fits well with every Gemara in the world. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's smooth. It's no problem. Let me just whet your appetite a little bit. Okay. So what does the Rambam say? Okay, let's just count off some questions and some solutions. If you learn, can Ksuvas Hamid Beis survive the Shita Saramba?
Yeah.
Who said yeah?
I said yeah.
Okay, explain. I agree with you.
Because if it was...
What does it mean, mafarik? It
means that you are extracting something.
Extracting. What does extracting mean?
You're taking something that is connected to something else and taking it out.
Okay.
So if it was Mifkat Pakid, nothing's connected to anything.
Very good.
Therefore, it would be allowed.
Therefore, you wouldn't call it an extraction.
Right.
You wouldn't call it dust. Go ahead.
If it's Chaburi Mechbar, where it's circulatory blood, and you're taking it out of the bloodstream, that you're extracting it, and that's why you're chayav.
Excellent. So does Ksuvas Hamid Beis work?
Yeah.
Well, it still doesn't survive the question of the cow.
That's not Ksuvas Hamid Beis. So comes on Binyamin, and Binyamin says, yeah, but let's go back to the farm. According to the Rambam, when you milk a cow, what malacha do you violate?
Dash.
Ksuvas Hamid Beis says, according to the Rambam, dash is only violated when it's what kind of liquid? Extraction liquid, which requires what? Chibur Mechbar. Is milk in an udder chibur mechbar or mifkat pakid? Well, what do you think? I think it's mifkat pakid. But let's say Arya Alter, he spends some time on the farm, and he says, in my analysis, maybe it's called chibur mechbar. And I will tell you, I will open up a Rashi in Maseches Shabbos, on your Marmakomos, and I will show you that our intuition is correct. If you look at Rashi Tzari Heimer Aleph, Dir Maslam Mefarik, Rashi learns, and I think it's Pashup Shah, that milking a cow, the milk is, listen to the words, pukid ve'okir ve'koi ba'atine hadad. How does the milk sit in the atin, in the udder? Pukid ve'okir. What does pukid ve'okir mean? It's collected and ukir. What does ukir mean? Uprooted. It's not part of the flesh. It just sits there. And if you look at it, it just sits there. It's not. So, kasha number one is how does the Rambam Shita sustain Chovim? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two. Look, I'm in Bayes in your Marmakomos. So I'm going to go through it step by step. Kasha number two is how does the Rambam learn the Gemara in Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Bayes? When you do bris milah on a suffix nefil on the eighth day and Shabbos, so what did the Gemara say? So if it's a bar kayama, good, milah's dokas on Shabbos. And if it's not a bar kayama, nechatek basa ba'alma. But according to the Rambam, what's happening with that basa ba'alma? Is it squirting blood? Yes. Is the blood chiburei mechbar? Yes. Do I care that it's dead or alive?
No.
Lichora not. If it's dash, I don't care if it's dead or alive. Grapes are also not alive. And therefore, why? What's pshat in that gemara? That's kasha number two. Kasha number three. If I slaughter an animal on Shabbos, I take a knife and I slaughter it. What am I chai for? Netilas and Shama. Anything else?
Maybe
it's Obeah. Maybe it's Obeah. Anything else?
Maybe Dosh.
Who said maybe Dosh? Who said maybe Dosh? Did the Rambam say maybe Dosh?
No.
He didn't say maybe Dosh. Did the Gemara say maybe Dosh?
No.
The Gemara didn't say maybe Dosh. The Gemara said maybe it's Obeah. The Gemara said certainly Netilas and Shama. Are you squirting blood out of there? Is blood coming out?
Yeah.
Yes. Is it chibur and mechbar blood?
Yeah.
Yes. So why is every single case of shochet, according to the Rambam, not chad mishum?
Dash.
Mishum dash. Who asked this question? How do you know? That's right. Rabbi Kiva Eger, 2a. Asks, according to this vision of the Rambam, the Koshali, the Rambam says in Reish Perek Yidal, Vashol Chai Mishum Tels Vashom, Vamayin Chai Vakam Mishum Afarik, Hadam Kimo Bechayvil. So he says, V'doichak Lomar, maybe he'll say, you did a Shechita, and you know what happened? The miracle happened. You killed it, say Chai Mishum Tels Vashom, but a miracle happened. No blood came out. Or a little bit of blood. Less than a grogeris of blood. You didn't have a shear. Dochag, very different. That, we're not going to accept that. Not an answer. That's kasha number three. Now, I have two more kashas. And these kashas excite me to no end. And I'm definitely not going to give you the answer today. I'm going to keep it as a cliffhanger. But these kashas excite me to no end. I am in the Rambam, Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach, 6-7, of all places. Isurei Mizbeach, 6-7. Rabosai, if I take a grape and I squeeze it because I'm really thirsty for grape juice, what malacha do I violate?
Skita,
which is a tolda of? Dash. Good. Here's my question. Is grape juice in a grape chibure mechbar or is it mifka pocket? Is it chibure mechbar or mifka pocket? What do you think? It seems to be chibure mechbar. I would accept it seems to be chibure mechbar. I think that's a reasonable thing to say. However, I'm going to read you two Rambams. Rambam number two is in Tumas Ochlin Perek Tes Halacha Beis. Let's say you have a person who just touched a mace. So what's his status? Tumah mace. What kind of tummy mace? What? Where are you in the realm of tumah? If you're a tummy mace, you're pretty high up. You're called an avatuma. Avatuma. If an avatuma touches food, what happens to the food? Becomes tummy. So says the Rambam. Watch this. Tummy mace. Shesochad zeisim va'anavim. What did he do? Squeeze zeisim va'anavim. Is the liquid tame? He touched the grape.
Yeah.
Is the grape tame?
Yes.
Yes. Is the liquid tame? So says the Rambam, amazing. If he didn't touch the liquid, what'd he touch? Just the grapes. The grapes are tame. If he didn't touch the liquid, and now he has a cup of liquid, is the liquid tame? He says no. Why? If he didn't touch the liquid, Hamashkin Hayotze Bahen Tahorin, why? Shahamashke, listen to this, Kimufkad Ba'ochel. Because the mashke is, listen to the words, Kimufkad Ba'ochel, Uki'ilu, and it's as if, Hu Guf Acher. It's as if what? The liquid is what?
Entity.
It's a different entity. How is it a different entity? Think, you know what the Rambam is talking about? Grapes and olives for oil? Think gushers. That's what they are. Gushers. Is the liquid in a gusher part of the gusher? It's mufkad v'ome. It's guf acher. Now maybe you tell me this is like a coincidental Rambam. You know what? You know what, Rambam?
Six.
I'll get there in a second. Says the Rambam 6-7 in Hilchos Yisur Mizbeach. Zeisim anavim shenitmu. What became tamei? Zeisim vanavim. Hamashkin hayotzin mehem kshelim unesachim. You want to use the juice that comes out of the zeisim anavim on the mizbeach? It's good. Shamashke mufkad hu ba'ochel, because the mashke is a gusher. It's mufkad uki'ilu eino mikufo. It's not part of the grape. So what's the question? Rabosan Shabbos, if you squeeze a grape for the juice, what's the halacha? You're over schita. Says the Rambam, schita is a tolda of dash. And the liquid in a grape and in an olive is a what? It got pocket. And the Gemara Ksuvis says what? If it's mifkat pocket, it's permissible. Eisner wanted to tell me, according to the Rambam, schita, we can sustain the chiluk between mifkat pocket and chibur and mechbar because what? Dosh is extraction, and therefore Chippurim Mechbar is dosh and not Mifkat Pocket. But guess what? The Rambam says Zeisim V'Anavim is Mifkat Pocket, and is still called dosh. So I leave you to dream about that. Collect all the questions in your Chazara, think them through, and you come up with an answer for the Shita Zaram. You could do it. If you think, you could do it. You could do it. Have an excellent day.
He says in all these things that you're squeezing the grapes and therefore the juice is a separate entity.